May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. That's past tense. When Jesus died on the cross, the mystery is he died as my representative. He died, didn't just die for me, he died as me. And I died on that cross and paid for my sins in the person of Jesus when he died on a cross because he took me in himself. And then I was buried with him and raised up as a whole new creation. And so the person that I once was, I was a slave to sin and sinful behavior, died in the person of Jesus. Not only was he punished for his sin, but he was actually executed because of his sin and raised up a totally new creation. And therefore, the law of the Spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death. When sin, which is like a law, like a gravitational pull, comes at you, you're able to say that you died. The person that sin used to control no longer lives. That you've been set free. In Ephesians, we looked at this a couple of weeks ago, and those of you who are CTKers will look at it a lot more in the months to come as we look at the armor of God. We often think of sin in our lives as an issue of something we have to dislodge, that we have to conquer. And especially if it's a sin that's been repeated enough times, we see it as a stronghold that we have to dislodge. But the reality is, it talks about in 2 Corinthians about taking every thought captive. That's a preventive thing. But the reality is, Ephesians, in this book about warfare in chapter 6, three different times it says, stand, stand, stand. In the evil day, stand. In the battle, stand, stand, stand. If you ever study warfare, if you're a historian, what happens often is that what you want to get is the high ground. And if you ever get the high ground, then they have to, the enemy or you, if you're fighting the one on the hill, you got to dislodge them. Because the high ground is a place of power and authority from which you can see things and you can destroy things. So the high ground is what you're going after. That's why many war movies talk about hills and taking hills, because that's the high ground. And we treat sin in our life and the enemy in our life like he has the high ground, and we have to dislodge him from that place. Especially we believe that that's true if we've repeatedly done something and we feel like we're now in bondage, we're down here, and he's got the high ground, and we can't move. We're just stuck. We're just stuck in that issue of sin. That's such a lie from the devil. Because the truth is, because of what Christ did on the cross and his burial and resurrection, and the fact is that he took you in his person, and that you're now a new creation, you already have the high ground. God's given it to you. And it's not a matter of getting free by dislodging the enemy. The reason that you're walking in sin or in bondage is because the enemy has dislodged you. Do you understand what I'm saying? The enemy, it's not about you dislodging the enemy so that you can get free. You are free. The high ground is yours. That's why he says in Ephesians passage, stand, stand, stand. It's not a word of attacking. It's a word of standing on something that's already yours. And the whole Christian life is based on us standing in a victory that's already been won. So let's just use an example. Would be having a critical spirit or fear. Those are two areas maybe that you struggle with a lot. And you keep finding yourself trying to dislodge the enemy from that place in your life. Trying to get free from that place in your life. But the truth is, Jesus said, he's been dislodged and now you own the high ground. For the law of the Spirit of life has already set you free in that area from the law of sin and death. And all you have to do is stand in faith and declare that you already have the high ground. The victory is already yours. That's how the enemy's defeated in day-to-day walk, as he charges the hill to dislodge you. Not you charging the hill, trying to get free and dislodge him. May God give you ears to hear, because this is one of the most important things you're ever going to learn in day-to-day spiritual warfare. He has to dislodge you. Every time you give into that sin, he's having to dislodge you again from the place that you already own. You already have victory over that place. You already have freedom over that place. The law of the Spirit of life has already set you free from the law of sin and death. So, well, Bishop, I've given into that place so many times, I do have to dislodge him now. No, you don't. He gets you. What's happened is this. You've gotten so comfortable with him going, and you just walk off the high ground. Because you think he's the big guy. And every time you sin, okay, well, doesn't he have the high ground now, Bishop? No. You simply got deceived, walked down off the hill, and he got victory. But as soon as that's done, your position's still up there. That was just a deception. You're still on the high ground. Jesus did it already. It doesn't matter if you've committed that same sin 1,000 times. What he's waiting for is you to have faith to restfully stand and go, no, I am already free from you, and Christ is my victory. And the moment you do that, Christ comes in the moment and reinforces the victory he's already won on your behalf in that place. It's a world of difference to restfully stand in a victory that's already yours instead of clawing and scratching up a hill to dislodge someone who doesn't even have the high ground. You have it. And if you committed that sin this morning, well, I got to get him off the top of the hill. No, you don't. He's already off the top of the hill. He just deceived you to come down off the hill for a moment. Well, if you've asked for forgiveness, then you're right back up there again because he's already done it. So stand. Restfully declaring and decreeing a victory that's already been won over that error in your life and thanking Jesus by faith for his victory. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.